John 13 and 26. Then Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. And then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." That thou doest, do quickly. Amen. That thou doest, do quickly. In reverse. Shift gears if you can. Don't be a victim. I've entertained the wrong syndrome too long. Look at the facts. The wheels of destiny and prophecy both were rolling that night. The tape was winding down to the end. You ever rewind the tape and notice how fast it goes when you get to the end? It goes so much quicker, don't it? Oh, that last half inch goes so much faster than that first half, because it's getting close to the end. It's getting close to the end tonight. Whatever our mind is crystallized in, whatever direction we're pointed, I'll tell you one thing. We better do it quickly. Amen. I hate that this had to be said about Judas, one of the chosen apostles. Amen. I wonder how many revivals down the road Peter reminisced and said, "Oh, I wish Judas could have seen this." I wonder how many Pentecosts that John said, "Oh, if Judas could have only seen this." Amen. But that night, Judas already had the money in his pocket. 30 pieces of silver. The deal had already been made. A zealous Jew had given his word, "I'll betray him to you for 30 pieces of silver." He'd keep his bargain. He'd keep his deal. And Jesus looked through him just like you look through a glass. Saw it all. Told all the disciples, "One of you shall betray me." They couldn't see it. No, they were just as affectionate. They were just as friendly as you and I are. Just as subject to the chains and the strings that bind us together as friends as you and I are. But too long, Judas had entertained the wrong attitude. Far too long, he had entertained a plan, if I may use the term, that was out of the will of God. Far too long, Judas had persisted in doing the thing that was contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the will of God for good men, for holy men, for men that are going to inherit good things. Amen. He had questioned the intents of the Son of God Himself. He had questioned the godly works of sacrificing women who had broke alabaster boxes on the body of Jesus and washed his feet and dried them with their tears. Dried them, their tears with their hair. Amen. And he'd grumble. And he had murmured. And he had complained. Until he got hung up on grumbling. He got hung up on murmuring. He didn't have much good to say about anything that was done in those last days. And did you know what? Amen. God didn't have much good to say about Judas all the way through the Old Testament. He didn't have anything good to say about Judas' poor family. In even the Old Testament. Amen. My God. What an influence he had had on his family. Judas and his badly dark colored influence. Judas and his theft. Judas and his embezzlement. Judas and his fraud. Judas and his hypocrisy. Oh, it wasn't always that way. No. Amen. He one time met the requirements. He one time sang with gusto, I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my life shall end. But something happened with Judas. Something got to him. It's what the devil wanted. He wanted somebody on the inside. He knew he couldn't get him from the outside. So he sought for one of the apostles. Amen. The other day I heard about another one of our appointed officers being, amen, condemned for selling secrets to Russia. Amen. The other day, Alger Hiss died. Amen. He collaborated against his own country. Served time for it. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, you heard me. I said he died. And we're going to die. Whether you agree with me or not, you're going to die. Laverne told Sister Richson a while ago, you might outlive me. And I said, and me? And she told me to be careful, Brother Collins. Amen. I don't know if you'll get home or not. I hope you will. I believe in God that you will. I'm claiming the promises of God with all that's in me. Amen. But you're going to die. Amen. Amen. Brother Ely told the old boy that played the drums for him in charity down there for so long. Amen. I'll think of his name after the service is over tonight. Amen. He was kind of joking with him. He said, Brother, the Lord showed me you're going to die. And he said to one of his friends, he said, I believe Brother Ely's a good man. He said, you know what he told me? He told me the Lord showed me that I was going to die. And he was talking it over with one of the brethren in the church. He said, well, I just asked him about it. Something to that effect. Anyway, that's what he did. Amen. And he stopped Brother Ely. Few nights later, said, Brother Ely, you told me he's very distraught by now and very upset by now. You told me I was going to die. Brother Ely just laughed, said, yeah. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. You're going to die. Amen. You're going to die. I don't know which way everybody's going because I get hung up too on the past. I know how well some of you started, how fast you was running for God, how honest and how open you were, and how zealous you were for the Lord, and how desirous to do something for God. But let me ask you tonight, has time and trial taken its toll on you? And is there somebody here tonight that's taken the wrong road? Amen. Judas already had the money in his pocket. The die was already cast. Amen. The deal was already made. And the regrets of that night would last forever and ever. Are you listening to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Amen. If you've taken the wrong road in your heart and mind and soul, praise God. If there's anybody here tonight that has felt like, I don't care what the Bible says, I'm going to do thus and so. I don't care what our Pentecost and holiness movement has taught through the years. I have obligations to meet. I only have one thing to say. Whatever thou doest, do it quickly. You're not gonna have long. Amen. Oh, I talked to Sister Collins. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was day before. Maybe today. Maybe Friday night. Maybe more than once. Amen. Oh, if we could just turn back the years. Job prayed that prayer. Job said, oh, that I were as in days past, when my children were around me. He felt their warm bodies in his arms. He caressed their head to his. Kissed him goodnight. Oh, he wept. In his pain, he wept. But let's go back. Let's go back. Amen. His children were grown. Amen. Job was worried about them. Amen. And Job offered sacrifice for them. Peradventure they've sinned, they've done some ignorant wrong, and I must offer sacrifice for my children. Praise God. Job believed that what he did, he had to do quickly. And he was right. In a few days, that storm would come. In a few days, that lightning would strike. In a few days, that house would fall. In a few days, his camels, his asses, his sheep would be stolen away. In a few days, his children would all be dead. And in a few days, his distraught wife would say, I don't think she really meant it. I don't think that she... Well, anyhow, she said, why don't you curse God and die? Job said, you talk like one of the foolish women. Amen. And how quickly it was all swept away. How quickly. How quickly. Oh, he said as he scraped himself, and his pain racked his body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Amen. He gazed into emptiness, and his three friends offered him no consolation. Chapter after chapter, they preached to him and at him. Amen. Job maintained his integrity. But he wished it could be like it used to be. Oh God, help me. Pray for me tonight as I try to preach. Job wanted to put the wheels of time in reverse. Turn back the years. But they just went faster. Did you ever put on your brakes in the rain and it seemed like your car went faster? Ever put on your brakes on the ice and it seemed like your car went faster? And it went round and round and turned in for in several times? I have. Amen. Time would not wait. I can't turn back the years. I wish I could. I may do it in my mind and talk to those that have gone. But then you'd say, he's lost it. He's cracked up. Amen. Some people do that. You live in a make-believe world. They broke. They couldn't stand the present. They couldn't stand the progression of time. They couldn't stand the decisions that others so close to them had made. Or their wife, or husband, or children, or mother, or dad. Amen. They couldn't stand the progression of time. Amen. I, for one, tonight would not want to turn back the years. Oh, I'll admit sometimes as I stand on those hills back home, I wish I was a boy again and Dad was with me and Grandma was cooking dinner down under the hill. And Mom and brother and sisters down there waiting on us. And who's going to eat a country dinner after a while? Amen. I even mentioned that to J.D. as we walked that ridge above before Grandma and Grandpa used to live. I said, Jay, you ever wish Grandma and Grandpa still lived down there? Grandma was there cooking supper. J.D.'s a backslider. He hung his head and he said, yeah. He did too. But we can't turn back the years. Amen. How can we put the events of that night in reverse? We can't for Judas, but maybe we can for Peter. Or at least, amen, if we go on, we can make the right turn. All right turns. Push all right buttons. Amen. Jesus seemed to infer that Peter would have problems too. And he said, Satan hath desired thee to sift you as wheat. But when thou art converted, he said, strengthen thy brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe I cannot put the events of the present in reverse. Maybe I cannot stop time. Maybe it's foolish to even try. Maybe I should rush on if I may. If you will allow me as much as is within me tonight, maybe I should rush on to the time that Peter makes the change, praise God, and becomes the sainted apostle of Pentecost with 3,000 converts the first day. Amen. Oh, what about it? Maybe we can rush on to that. Amen. Oh, could it be possible tonight that some of us could lift ourselves out of the doldrums of neglect? You know what neglect is going to get you? It's going to fit you in until you'll be just like Judas. You'll come down and the tape's running so fast you can't stop it. You won't be able to push the button fast enough for it to get to the end. And a voice from on high says, whatsoever thou doest, do it quickly. God help us tonight not to fall in on the wrong side of destiny, not to fit into the wrong side of prophecy. I read to you this morning that Jude said, there shall come mockers in the last time. Boy, the tape's running fast. Because the mockers have invaded our own ranks. Amen. It's everywhere out there. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Amen. No. They don't call them pastor anymore. It's old this and old that and last name emphasis this and last name emphasis that. He said and he said and he said, but I got my own thing going. And so they sing the song, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. We don't need nobody to tell us what it's all about. That's okay if you really do. But most folks that sang that song are just copping out. They've copped out with the church. They've copped out with what the church teaches. They've copped out of morality. Amen. They've copped out of righteousness. They've copped out on personal responsibility. Oh, well, I'm no worse than anybody. Look at all the hypocrites in the church. Yeah, Jesus chose 12, and one of them was a devil. And the regrets of that fatal night still last. Did you know that Jesus said that he might go to his own place? Hurry up, Judas. Hurry up. Amen. David prophesied in the Psalms, thou hast set them in slippery places. Jonathan Edwards used that for his text, sinners in the hands of an angry God. The tape was running fast. It is about to go ka-chunk. Amen. What thou doest, do quickly. Amen. Neglect too long. Neglect unrepented. Neglect of so great a salvation. Neglect of the noble. Neglect of the wholesome. Neglect of the Bible. Neglect of the place of prayer, the altar of prayer. Neglect of the fellowship of the saints. Did you know that pretty soon a voice from heaven is going to say, how shall we escape if we neglect? Yes, you're free tonight. Yes, you have no earthly obligation to me as a person per se. Yes, you can do as you please. It's a free country. And even if they could chain you and drag you and force you to do something else in your mind and in your heart, you'd be doing what you wanted to do, and just as soon as you got loose, you'd do it. We do what we want to. Now, how do we reverse the bad want to? How do we make our want to catch up with our ought to? We've got to get something in the right gear. We've got to either get something in reverse or something in high. Amen. Some folks' motors died. Amen. They need to get the thing running again. My Lord. Amen. What thou doest, you better do quickly. Yeah. Amen. What you've been planning in your mind, you're going to do it. Ah, amen. If that woman's been looking at that man other than her husband, if that man's been looking at that woman other than his wife for a long time, pretty soon he's going to make the move. Pretty soon she's going to make the move. And inside somewhere, a little voice says, I'm going to do it, regardless of the consequences. Amen. And the voice from heaven says, you've been going against God for a long time. You've been planning your apostasy for a good while. And now, amen. Jesus is going to tell you, and it's as quiet as I've ever seen it at the highway of holiness, what thou doest, do quickly. And I don't know one thing about anybody, but God does. Amen. You hear me tonight? It was Jesus that said to Judas, who was about to do the most dastardly deed that any man had ever done. Judas' deed was so bad that the Bible ranks him right along with the Antichrist of the end time. And calls him the son of perdition. As a matter of fact, Jack Cole could prove that Judas is going to be the Antichrist because the Bible called both of them the son of perdition. Ah, amen. There are a lot of Judases around. Oh, there are a lot of Antichrists around. And a lot of them started out just like Judas. They was on Jesus' side for a while. They preached for a while. Amen. That preacher ran a liquor store up there in Kansas. Amen. Used to be Jack Cole's manager. And saw the miracles. Saw the signs. Saw the wonders. Huh? Amen. Jesus looked way down into Judas' heart. Jesus looked way down. Amen. Saw the theft. And did you know tonight, right in churches, enlightened, been preached to them for your tithing, been preached to them for your, and they still drive to church in their stolen cars and live in their stolen houses. They rob God. Jesus looks down into their dastardly heart and sees their dastardly reasoning, amen, and sees their opposition to truth and sees their utter lack of love and concern for the souls of men and the work of God in general, and says to every thief that sits in the pew, whatsoever thou doest, do quickly. Most of you have already heard it too long. Most of you have already seen too much. Most of you have already walked too far. Well, no matter which road you've walked on, you've already walked it too far. If it's the right one or the wrong one. Amen. And a little voice says, what thou doest, do quickly. Amen. It's about over. Amen. They'll try to say good things about you. They'll try to read a decent obituary and tell about good things you did. And they'll try to have pleasant thoughts. But you know what that's like. Amen. That's like Judas' mother after he'd hung himself. Amen. She probably tried to think good thoughts about Judas. My boy was a preacher boy. My boy walked with Jesus. They thought so much of him, he was a treasure. Two women met upon the streets of gold. Amen. One was named Mary. And she told about her son. Amen. Meek and mild. And how that they nailed him to an old rugged cross. Amen. And as she talked to this woman said, I had a son too one time. Oh, you did? As the song goes that the poet wrote. Amen. Yes. What was his name? Amen. And she talked about how she cradled him in her arms, how she raised him as a little babe. Amen. And raised him in the Word of God and taught him the laws of God. Amen. What was his name? Mary asked. His name was Judas. I'm afraid the good things that Brother Collins might say about any of us here tonight are the good things that the preachers may say about Brother Collins on his demise won't change the destiny much. Amen. It won't change it at all. You know that. You know that, don't you? Oh, God. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. And so tonight, as we take our own separate ways, as we run our own separate roads, it didn't look like he was taking a separate road. It didn't look like he was taking it. He was at the Last Supper. He was at every meeting. But then, he was at some extra meetings. And the conversation went just like this. He said, we'd like to make a deal with somebody. You know anybody that we might get to? Well, what do you give? Amen. He said, well, to anybody of his disciples that would let us know where he's at when he's away from the crowd, where we can catch him and we won't have to bother with the crowd. If we could just get one of the disciples, we'd be willing to pay a good sum. This is pretty far down the road now. They say every man has his price. I got news for you. There's still a few that won't sell. Amen. They say just keep upping the ante and every man will sell after a while. Amen. I got news for you. There's some folks that haven't sold out yet. Never will. Amen. They're going to go on with God. Praise God. That thou doest, do quickly. How? Oh, how can we shut up the gates of hell? How can we interrupt this retrogression? How can we interrupt this mad rush to eternity lost without God? How can we stop these excuses and all these good intentions, always intended to do better, always intended to do more, always after we got this, after we got that, after we'd done something else, after we'd done something else, we would finally at last get around to being our best for God. Then we got old doing that. And the tape started running so fast. And old Pappy Time, as Stuart Hamlin used to sing, is picking my pocket.
Amen. Can't make him stop it, he said. Old Pappy Time is picking my pocket. Amen. Here we are at the end of the road. Praise God. If I had it to do over, I'd start sooner. If I had it to do over, I'd try to do more. I ran the roads for God. Amen. Made the meetings for God and did what I could. But surely, 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 I could get locked in on a few more good things for Jesus. Amen. I don't know how, but maybe I could if I started just a little earlier. And maybe I could have if I'd have just practiced, amen, my concentration and formulated plans in my mind and in my heart to put God first, to do more for God. Maybe I could do more than I did getting saved at 14, started preaching when I was 16, and pastored my first church when I was 17 years old. I can say I've just about spent my whole life for God, but folks, that don't seem like much. Now, Daniel spoke about kings having power with the beast 1 hour. You know what our life's going to look like with all of the events of our life. When we get to the end of the road, 1 hour. That's why Jesus says, amen, what thou doest, do quickly. Let's put it in reverse if we can. Amen. Let's put it in reverse if we can. Let's put it in high if we can. And let's do something for God. Amen. Could we? Might we give Samson another chance? He slept in the lap of Delilah too long. Like the church in the lap of the world. Yes, let's give Samson another chance. But a lot of that depends on Samson, you know. Amen. He's grinding at the mill now. He's not got time for his wives now. They ain't got time for him either. Not got time for his job now. He's the judge of Israel for 20 years. Judged Israel 20 years. They ain't got time for him neither. Amen. Grinding at the mill. Or he tied a big pole to his back and he walked around and 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 around. Amen. Hallelujah. Howbeit the Bible said his hair began to grow again. Let's give him back his long hair. Now it's up to Samson though. He's got to let it grow. Amen. Well, lady said to cut my hair off so it'd grow. That's the wrong thing to do. It don't grow when you cut it off. Don't grow on that end. It grows down here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to grow much. Let's give the holiness women back their hair. Come on. And nowadays, you know, it showed a picture of a preacher, woman preacher, pastor of a Presbyterian church, and the pastor didn't have as much hair as I got. Amen. Oh, I'd like to give Samson back his hair. Amen. But it's up to Samson. Huh? Praise God. I'd like to give Samson back his power. But that too is up to Samson. Samson's got to point his heart in the right direction. Samson's got to pray right. He's still got to get his priorities straight. There's so much that's up to Samson, you see. There's only so much we can do for a backslidden church. They got to want God. If you'd allow me tonight, I'd like to say to a backslidden Pentecost across the board, across the land, what thou doest, do quickly. You don't have much time. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, howbeit Samson's hair began to grow again, there came the day that they brought him to the party to make sport of him. Amen. I read to you how that agony is taken from the Greek word agon, amen, which is taken from Roman Greek games where they pitted men against each other and where they battled and suffered for the entertainment of others, and they call it agony. Amen. Let's give Samson another chance. But he'll have to agonize. He'll have to get a hold of God. And there they have him out there in the court of his agony. Agoni. Amen. There they have him led by a little boy, his two eyes gouged out. He don't have much left. But he got his hair back, the sign of his separation. They didn't feed him much while he was grinding at the mill, so he didn't even get no grapes, no wine. Amen. He got his consecration back. Totally separated. A Nazarite again. And the church, if it gets its power back, is going to have to get its consecration back. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Praise God. We got to keep our mind clean, our heart clean, our hands clean. Praise God for God to use us. Hallelujah. But we can have it back if we'll pay the price. But most Samsons are not going to pay the price. No, they've invested too much money in their mill. No, they've got too big of an investment. And besides all this, the money's jingling in their pocket that they traded for Jesus. Amen. Sold his Lord. Sold his friend. Said, we took sweet counsel together. We were so close, we walked up to the house of God together. Amen. David said in prophecy about Judas for the future, he said, if it had been my enemy, I could have took it. But he said, it was my friend. Amen. My close friend. How terrible to have one time sung, I'll be a friend to Jesus. And now, there's a different look in his eye. Now, there's a different attitude in his heart as he shakes hands at the door. Amen. Now, he's at the supper table again. Oh yes, he must come. He must keep up his seniority. He must maintain his prestige. After all, amen, how can he betray his friend if you don't stick around at least for a while? Amen. But Jesus looks down at him. He says, what thou doest, do quickly. And you know, even though he gave him that sop, and even though he told him one of them would betray him, he was in so good and in so close that not one of the disciples guessed that it was Judas. Not a one of them. Not a one of them. Amen. What amazes me is sometimes the folks that I thought would didn't. And those I thought never would.